When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Wake your asses up. It's the first of the month. Al Cintron on The Fan. The number to join the show, 888-808-1019. What's going on, AA?
Happy September.
Let's do it. Will Warren's ERA is a Yankee starter. Looks like a Social Security card number. The Yanks still can't make enough ground between them and the Orioles. Football is here. Thank you, Oregon, for screwing my parlay up. 45-point favorites and barely beat Idaho. But we're going to start with the positive. We'll do baseball at the gate. We're going to start with the positive. And after the last loss in Arizona, I said they felt like the death blow. A grand slam homer to Corbin Carroll. It just felt awful. I felt like that was it. How many times can his team pick themselves off the canvas? How many times can they get kicked in the you-know-what? Punched in the jaw, uppercut, curb stomped, power bombed, razor's edged. Whatever name, whatever maneuver you want to use. Before this road trip, I said, please, Mets, go 7-3. 7-3. They split with the Fathers 2-2. End up bouncing back, taking his third game of the series versus Arizona. And I have taken the first two versus the worst team of my lifetime, the Chicago White Sox. And I was worried about this series for one reason and one reason only, because the Mets usually play down to the level of their competition. Headed into this game, looking to win three in a row for the first time in August. Quintana was on the mound after an excellent start in San Diego. And he struggled. But Big Meat Pete, yes. Big Meat Pete Alonso, two-run homer, got the festivities started. And then before you could take another sip of your brewski, Jesse Winker hits a home run. 3-0 Mets. And I tell you right now, Jesse Winker better be back with his team next season. He better be back with his team next season. He's accepted his role. He loves being here. You can see the energy. Jesse Winker should be on his team next season. Jose Iglesias as well. Both guys know their roles, and both guys have excelled in those roles. Winker's red hot, 8 for his last 11. But Quintana in the second, first and third, no outs. He gets out of it with 2 strikeouts in a row, only allowing a run. Then again, back-to-back strikeouts to get out of it. Now, with Jose Quintana, if you look at his last couple starts, mainly his last 6 to 7 starts, besides the one in San Diego, he hasn't been any good. He just hasn't. He hasn't. Now, a play that sticks out to me in this game was a ball that was hit to Starling Marte. He couldn't find it. And who bails him out? None other than Happy Jeff. Jeff McNeil ran from second base all the way to right field, yelling at Marte. Tracking the ball for Marte. Smart, smart play by Happy Jeff. It also could have been a disaster that inning. But Quintana gets through 5 innings. I mean, it was a tough 5 innings to watch. You could see him struggling out there. Struggling. 5 innings, 6 Ks, 6 hits. Now, they said 1 on run on TV. Then I see no on run. So which one is it? But anyway, and 3 walks. 3 walks for Quintana. But he got through 5. Winker, 3-for-3, 8 for his last 11. Pete Alonso, his 9th first pitch home run this season. Only Judge and Seager have more. The one guy I'm worried about in this team offensively is Francisco Alvarez. He is swinging at everything. Everything. And if I thought Pete Alonso swinging at sliders in Connecticut was bad, they're throwing sliders into Saudi Arabia and Francisco Alvarez is swinging at them. Swinging out of his shoes. I'm worried about him. Offensively, I'm worried about him. That's a guy I had penciled in for 25 to 30 homers. He's got six. Eight guys in the Mets lineup have double-digit homers. If I told you before, if I named the whole lineup, I say which one would be the last one to double digits, it wouldn't be Alvarez. It would not be Francisco Alvarez. Marte delivers an RBI single. Alonso scores. 5-2 Mets. Nimmo in the sixth makes a tremendous catch. Now, I was worried because the way he landed on his wrist. And every time Nimmo dives, I'm worried that he's going to be out for a month. Every single time. This dates back to previous seasons as well. Every time he dives, I'm like, oh, Lord, here we go. But he was fine. Let's wait to see what we hear tomorrow. And that's when he was just moved to left because they took Winker out for defense, brought Taylor in the game, and Marte stood in right field. Lindor extends his hitting streak to 11 games and his on-base streak to now 29 consecutive games. He sucks, right? He's overpaid, right? Can't get the job done, right? He's not a leader, right? But the Met bullpen comes in, holds it down. No Diaz because he pitched three games in a row. And the Mets are able to hold off the White Sox and win the second game of the series. Shout out to former Met Zach Wheeler. Seven strong innings. Thank you, Philadelphia. As the Phillies beat the Braves and the Mets gain another game and the Mets are now two behind the Braves. Like I said in the last show, I give up figuring what this team's going to do. I give up. And maybe that's a good thing. Just watch and let it happen. See what happens. For the first time this season, the Mets are 8 games over .500. First time this season, the Mets are 8 games over .500. You know, in April and March, the Mets started 0-3, in April 15-11, and then they had the dreaded May 9-19. June 16-8, July 17-10, and August 15-13. The Atlanta Braves, 2-1 in March, 17-8 in April, 13-14 in May, 14-13 in June, 12-13 in July, 16-13 in August. And here we are, September 1st. The Mets 2 games out of the final wild card spot. How confident are you? Or have you given up on predicting what the hell's going to happen just like me? Because every time we think we know something, every time we think we know what's going to happen, the opposite happens. The Mets are now 3 behind the Padres in the loss column as well. 4 behind Arizona. 7-3 in the last 10 the Mets are. Now, it's going to be Sean Manaea, who's been outstanding versus the Chicago White Sox ace, Garrett Crochet, a guy I wanted on the Mets. I know a lot of guys wanted him on the Yankees. A lot of Yankee fans wanted him as well. But here we are. September 1st. NFL right around the corner. And as a Mets fan, they got me to the football season. That's what I asked for. But now I'm going to get greedy. Now I'm going to get greedy. I need you to get me past the first couple weeks of football season. I want playoff baseball. I want meaningful games at Citi Field. I want the fans to show up and make noise. I want the fans to pack Citi Field. That's what I want. As a Mets fan, considering the start of the season, This has gone above and beyond what I thought was going to happen, what I wanted to happen, what I wished to happen. What the Mets have done to get back in this after the May performance, when they looked dead in the water, is nothing short of remarkable. Numerous changes to the bullpen. Go look at the roster opening day and look at the roster now. If you suck, you're out of here. Simple as that. Pete Alonso's hitting meaningful homers. It's nice to see. Setting the tone early in his games. And the Mets are two games behind the Atlanta Braves. Now, for the other team, the New York Yankees. Where do we begin? The Yankees, okay, finished August 14-12. And considering the opponents that they played, that is super underwhelming. They played so many teams 500 and below, and to only go 14-12 is disappointing. Disappointing. For the division, the Yankees right now are a game and a half up on the Orioles. Orioles have been pathetic as well. Does anybody want to win the East? The Yankees? Orioles? Hello? Are you awake? Marcus Stroman outstanding on Friday. Seven strong innings. Never thought I'd say it this late in the season. Never thought I'd see Marcus Stroman going seven innings late in the season. See, the difference between Marcus Stroman and Carlos Rodon is that Marcus Stroman is going to battle. He is going to battle. Carlos Rodon, whenever anything's out of place, like I've mentioned in previous shows, he's got a snot in his nose, ingrown toenail, a mosquito farts in his face. Anything goes wrong, he crumbles. He crumbles. He's more fragile than an NFL kicker. He crumbles. Marcus Stroman battles. You're never going to see him quit on the mound. Carlos Rodon, you know when he quits on the mound. You can see it. His body language. His facial expressions. It's there for everyone to see. And that's a guy I cannot depend on come October. I just can't. Austin Wells continues to kill it. Entering yesterday's game, he's batting 327, 6 homers, 22 RBIs. After batting 213 with 6 homers, 20 RBIs in his first 64 games through July 21st. He's been outstanding. And Will Warren, well, like I said to start the show, his ERA looks like a Social Security number. 9.8999699. It's just bad. He hasn't been able to escape the beginning. Now, he didn't get any help from his defense. But in that moment, you have to bear down. And he didn't. The third inning DP ball, the Yanks weren't able to convert. Mistakes happen. Arenado gets an RBI single, followed by a 3-run bomb by Donovan. 4-1 Cardinals. Extra outs equals extra problems. And by the way, that homer by Donovan, Yankee Stadium is the only stadium that ball gets out of. I'm not making that up. That's a StatCast fact. Verdugo guns out Goldschmidt at the plate. I don't know why they send Goldschmidt the plays right in front of him. And they avoid giving up the beginning. Second and third for Grisham. Do I even have to tell you what happened? Mr. Automatic out, strikes out, killing the Yankee rally. Why is that guy still on the roster? Mark Leiter Jr. comes in. You better off having his dad on the mound. He's been horrible as a Yankee. Horrible. He's allowed at least one earned run in 7 of his 14 outings as a Yankee. Since being traded to the Yankees, that stopped courtesy of Max Goodman. Horrible. Now, the crazy eighth inning. Soto hits into a double play. And it's not a regular double play. A double play where Gleyber Torres gets caught in a rundown and lands on his wrist. Looked bad. Stayed in the game. His wrist, his hand caught underneath his body. Didn't look good. But then, with two outs and nobody on, the Yankees load the bases. Volpe gets a RBI dribbler, making it 6-2. Bases loaded, two outs for Giancarlo Stanton, who's not good as a pinch hitter. And the first pitch he sees, crack. Now you're thinking, it's Yankee Stadium. This ball's going to get out. It's looking like a tie game. Off the top of the wall. Missed being a home run by probably a size 9 sneaker. Bases clear and double. Yes, folks, Giancarlo Stanton made it to second. He ran to second. Double. 6-5 Cardinals. Verdugo grounds out, and we go to the ninth. Ryan Helsley comes in. He's got over 40 saves. And something I hope we don't see in the playoffs, all hell's going to break loose. Cabrera gets called out on a pitch clock violation. Strike 3. Now, I have a rules change idea for you, MLB. Rules change idea. If you want to avoid this nonsense late in games, in the ninth inning, when it's close to a violation, whether it's the pitcher or the batter, you get a warning in the ninth inning. You don't call it right away. It's the ninth inning. You want to end games like this? Make the exception. Ninth inning, you get a warning. And if you then, after that, you're out. Simple as that. A team warning. So if one guy does it, everybody's on. That's it. Done. Gleyber flies out to center. Two outs for Soto. Soto rips the first pitch to right field. RBI double. Now, the scenario I've been playing out for a while now. And Yankee fans have called in multiple times, numerous times, saying Aaron Judge better come through in the playoffs. And I said the same thing. He's been horrible in the playoffs. It's been well documented. Aaron Judge comes up with first base open. Michael K even brings it up. What are the Cardinals going to do? The Cardinals close an elite closer. They walk Aaron Judge intentionally. And you better get used to that, Yankee fans, in the playoffs. Because if it's a big spot, or even who cares, any time in the game, if there's a guy on second and first base is open, they're going to walk Aaron Judge. They're going to walk him. That is the 17th time he's been intentionally walked this season. That brings up Austin Wells. He strikes out on an off-speed pitch. Game over. Cardinals win 6-5. That scenario is going to play out often. Now, I thought to myself, when Juan Soto hit that shot down the line, should he stay at first so Aaron Judge has a chance to win the game? Or do your instincts take over and you run to second? Hey, Juan Soto did the right thing. You're in scoring position. They walked Aaron Judge. Somebody else has to deliver in those spots. Austin Wells has been great. I'm not going to kill him. 3-2 off-speed pitch, he's done. Game over. Yankees defense has cost him. It's the first Cardinal win at the new Yankee Stadium. Now, Kyle Gibson also in this game. 7 innings, 1 run, 5 hits, 6 Ks. He was spectacular. My biggest concern right now with the Yankees is when this situation presents itself. A base open. And Aaron Judge at the plate. He's not going to see anything. He's not even going to get the chance to beat the other teams. In big games, and especially in the postseason. So it's going to be important who the Yanks put behind Austin Wells.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.